元外務大臣の田中真彦でございます。ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 169, Disaster Drill 2. We're gonna pick up where we left off last week. Now, last week we were talking about what?
Disaster Drill, right? Disaster Drill Part 1.
Exactly. Today we got Part 2, and it's a kid's argument, which kind of breaks out in the middle. So it's the interesting point about today's conversation is we're gonna go from polite Japanese... Mm-hmm.To informal Japanese,、mm-hmm. and we really want you to pay attention to this switch. Now, at first, we're going to have a three-way conversation here between the teacher and the child, and then two kids, they're going to go at it.、Mm-hmm. Round one. Ding! Here we go.
先生、山田君はオアシスなんてできないと思います。
なんでそう思うんだ?
だって…いつもマミちゃんのことを廊下で押したり大声を出したりいたずらばかりするし女の子に意地悪ばかりするんです。
どうなんだ山田、そうなのか？
そんなことしないよ。
嘘だ、いつもちょっかい出してるくせに。ベ
ー、うるさいな。のぞみには何もしてないだろ。
はん、バレンタインのチョコあげたのに、いつも他の女の子ばっかりで、私には何もしないあんたなんて。
なんなんだこの二人は。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
先生、山田くんはオアシスなんて、できないと思います。
なんでそう思うんだ?
だっていっつもマミちゃんのことを廊下で押したり大声を出したりいたずらばかりするし女の子に意地悪ばかりするんです。
どうなんだ山田。そうなのか?
そんなことしないよ。
嘘だ。いつもちょっかい出してるくせに。べー。
うるさいな。のぞみには何もしてないだろ?
ふん。バレンタインのチョコあげたのに。いつも他の女の子ばかりで、私には何もしないあんたなんて。
なんなんだこの二人は。
次は英語が入ります。
先生、山田くんはオアシスなんてできないと思います。
Teacher, I don't think Yamada can abide by the Oasis rule of emergency.
なんでそう思うんだ?
Why do you think that?
だっていつもマミちゃんのことを廊下で押したり大声を出したりいたずらばかりするし女の子に意地悪ばかりするんです。
Because Yamada is always pushing Mayumi in the corridor or shouting and just being obnoxious. He always teases the girls.
どうなんだ山田、そうなのか?
What do you think, Yamada? Is that true?
そんなことしないよ。
What? I don't do that.
嘘だ。いつもちょっかい出してるくせに。ベー。
You liar. You always bother the girls.
うるさいな。のぞみには何もしてないだろ。
Be quiet. I haven't done anything to you.
はん。バレンタインのチョコあげたのに。いつも他の女の子ばっかりで、私には何もしないあんたなんて。
Yeah, I gave you chocolate for Valentine's, and yet you always tease other girls, never me.
No, 何なんだこの二人は。
What's going on between these two? 夏子さん、今日の会話、会話って言えるでしょうね。Can we call it a conversation? 喧嘩、a fight. This is important to linguistic acquisition, fighting. どう思いましたか？
のぞみちゃんは山田くんのことが好きなのかな？
Yeah, I think Nozomi likes Yamada. And that's what kind of becomes apparent from this conversation. But what we're going to do now is we're going to go through this conversation. We're not going to do any vocab today. We're just going to take... you want to do some vocab? All right, what do we have there for vocab?
廊下
Corridor, hallway.
廊下
Then we have?
大声
Loud voice.
大声
Followed by?
いたずら
Tease.
いたずら
Next.
いじわる
Malicious, ill-tempered, nasty.
いじわる
Finally, we have?
ちょっかい
Meddle, dabble, make a pass at. Hit on?
ちょっかい
Natsuko-san, I'm not too familiar with this word. Can you just elaborate on this a bit?
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you tease a dog. Well, not it's just an example. But, you know, what I want to say is that you're not really serious. Like, you know, you're not meaning to hurt someone or do some serious damage to someone or something. But you just kind of play and do some naughty things.
Spoken like a true cat lover.
I love cats.
Yes. Like, it's like when you tease dogs.
Yeah. Or I do this with cats too. You know, like...
Animal cruelty across the board.
The point is that you're not serious.
Think I got it. Okay. Now, we start this conversation off with...
山田君はオアシスなんてできないと思います。
Teacher, I don't think Yamada can do Oasis. So she's using polite Japanese because she's addressing the teacher. Then we have a question. Interesting way the teacher asks the question.
なんでそう思うんだ?
Why do you think that? But there's no question mark in particle. Here we're using intonation.
そう思うんだ.
Yeah, it's the intonation.
Yeah, and also, なんで means why.
The interrogative, so yes.This is followed by?
だっていつもマミちゃんのことを廊下で押したり大声を出したりいたずらばかりするし
Because Yamada is always pushing Mami in the corridor or shouting or just being obnoxious. Key point here is tari. Now, Natsuko-san, should we stop here and go over our grammar point?
What's the grammar point?
Tari. Now, tari is a form used to list an incomplete set of actions or states.
Yeah.
So, he's doing all of these things.
Yes.
In the hallway, in the corridor. And yes, the teacher's finding out about it now. So, this is used to put together more than just one thing, rather than breaking it up, individual sentences and so on. We're putting it all together here with this structure.
Yes.
So, notice how for the final verb, we do need a regular verb. So...What we do is we change the other verbs into the past plus ri. So they become tari, oshitari, okina koe wo dashitari. We have this tari. And the sentence ends with the verb suru. So when you have tari, you need to use the verb
suru, usually.
Also in this sentence, we have shi, which comes at the end of the sentence. And this means...Among other reasons.
Yeah.
And so on. So in addition to shouting, being obnoxious, or pushing people in the corridor, he's doing more.
Obviously.
Yeah. And another point in the sentence, if we go back, bakkari, we have here,
いたずらばかりするし
meaning doing those things over and over. Only those things.
Yes.
Over and over.
Mm-hmm.
This appears in the next sentence too. We have
女の子に意地悪ばかりするんです。
He always harasses the girls. He does nothing but harass the girls.
Nothing but.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is where the bakari comes in. Just think of it as only doing it.
Yes. It's like always.
Yeah.
He's always teasing girls.
Natsuko-san, what would we do without you? I think one of the best ways, and this worked for me, is think about a food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always...
going.
I'm always eating sushi.
Sushi bakari taberu.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the big bucks they pay here out of the dumpster is more like it. Anyway, sushi followed by bakari followed by the verb.
Mm-hmm.
Sushi, always eating. Sushi, always eat. So you do just that. Then we have?
どうなんだ、Yamada?そうなのか?
What do you think, Yamada? Is that true? Or is that so? Followed by?
そんなことしないよ。
Huh? I don't do that. What I find interesting here is he switches to the polite form.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nozomi started the conversation with polite Japanese towards the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Then the teacher answers in plain Japanese.
Yes.
Then she goes back to polite Japanese, and now he's kind of answering the teacher with informal Japanese.
Yes, but I think he's partly answering to the girl.
Yes. So kind of indirectly answering her.
Yes.
So he's using plain Japanese. Because mm-hmm. if he answered the teacher in this manner, it's very disrespectful.
Yes. Maybe. Well, so, in that case, you have to say, そんなことしません.
Yeah. I think Natsuko pointed out perfectly that he's indirectly or partially answering the girl. And then they get into it. Here we go.
嘘だ。いつもちょっかい出してるくせに。べ
ー。I like that. Natsuko, you got into that a little bit
too much. I knew you were expecting this.
You liar. You always bother the girls. All right, let's just back it up a little bit here. First, we have liar. Mm-hmm. But we actually only have 嘘だ.
Yeah, lie. That's a lie.
Yeah. So literally, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also translate this as you're a liar because...
Yeah, in the case of fighting, you usually use that word, right?
Ooh, Natsuko, I haven't seen you this happy in the studio in a long time.
You look really happy too.
I am. I'm going to go out and use this. Then we have...
いつも.
Adverb of frequency, always.
ちょっかい出してるくせに.
But Natsuko, give us the proper Japanese so we can really dissect this.
ちょっかいを出す.
So if you're not familiar with this, it might seem like an adverb, like it's modifying 出す. But in reality, it's ちょっかいを出す.
It's a noun.
Which means to put out metal.
Mm-hmm.
To put out your meddling. 出している.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how the E is dropped here. It's not 出している. It's 出している.
Mm-hmm.
The E gets cut out. Followed by an expression.
くせに.
Now, you're going to hear this in situations where you're really close with someone or someone's really angry. Because this expression is similar to noni, meaning although or in spite of. But main difference is this kind of relates to the speaker's emotional state, which is usually angry.
Mm-hmm.
Disdain or some really strong opinion.
You look really happy.
Yeah, I like this one. Like, I use this as a joke or... but you have to be very careful when using this one mm-hmm. because here she's very angry. The guy is saying one thing, she's saying another. So mm-hmm. she's strongly emphasizing that what she's saying is true.
Yeah.
That he's always doing mm-hmm. this.
So it's like, you know, how dare can you say this?
Exactly. And we all know from English, how dare is some very strong language.
Yeah.
Now, when I say I use it in a joking manner, this is among my close friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where I know their habits mm-hmm. very well. And if one day, best case example is like I have a best friend and I know he hates ice cream. And then we meet some girls and he's like, oh, ice cream sounds great. It's like, 好きじゃないくせに you don't like it、
mm-hmm. right.
Are you kidding me? You don't like it. But yeah, he's putting on this face. So you can see some point you strongly disagree or have an opinion about what's said.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they battle on back and forth. Yamada's Shakespearean rebuttal to this was
うるさいな
which in this case can be interpreted as keep quiet, shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
And it's quite interesting because the translation is
you're noisy.
Yeah. Noisy. Noisy. But we have this nuance. Again, it's the context.
Yeah.
And what's inferred from this? The fact that you're speaking makes the environment noisy. So therefore, be quiet. And all this is included in this word. In this context. And that's the key. Urusai by itself. Kono machi wa urusai desu.
Mm-hmm.
This town is very noisy.
Yes.
Does not have the same meaning as what it has here because mm-hmm. the context is completely different.
Right.
All right. So Natsuko-san, we're running short on time here. So we're going to have to stop here. Any questions, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we can help you answer your questions. Inside the PDF, much more detailed explanation to really try to bring everything together. And in the Learning Center, really reinforce what you heard here today. Lots of good vocabulary for a school grade fight.
それじゃあまた今度.
See you tomorrow.